According to both Parazayim, Mishnah Hay, Shlosha Lugin Mayim, Benafa Letoichan, Quart of Yayim, three Lugin of water, that a quart of wine has fallen into the three Lugin of water. A quart is a very small amount. Vare Marayan Kemare Ayayim, and that small amount of wine has changed the color of the water, and now the three Lugin of water looks like wine. Benaflu Lemikvah Lopaslu. If that three Lugin of water together with the quart of a wine falls into a mikvah, the mikvah is not pasul. Even though that water is mayim she'uvim, and it didn't, that if three Lugin of mayim she'uvim fall into a mikvah, if the mikvah does not yet contain 40 saw, the mikvah is pasul. But in this case, the mikvah would not be pasul. Since the three Lugin of water looks like wine, we give it the din of wine, and wine does not pasul a mikvah unless it changes the color of the mikvah. And in this case, it did not change the color of the mikvah. So therefore, the mikvah is kosher. Shlosha Lugin Mayim, chasur korta. If you have three Lugin of water, minus a korta, minus a very small amount, and this water is Mayim Shuvim, v'nafa l'toichan korta of chala, and a korta of milk fell into the water. So now, all together with the milk, you have three Lugin of water and milk. V'arei marein kemarei hamayim. And even after the milk fell into the water, it still looks like water, as milk does not change the color of water. But those three Lugin of liquid fell into the mikvah would not be possible. Even though the water is mayim she'uvim, but since the water was less than three Lugin, only together with the milk is it three Lugin, it would not possible the mikvah, as milk does not possible a mikvah. So therefore, even though mayim she'uvim does possible a mikvah, but only three Lugin of mayim she'uvim possible the mikvah, and in this case you have a little bit less than three Lugin of mayim she'uvim, so even though together with the milk you have three Lugin, it would not possible the mikvah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Aymer, HaKohelech, Achar Hamara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, everything depends on the appearance. Many say, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agrees with the Tanakhama in the first case, that you have three Lugin of water, plus a quart of wine, and the wine changed the color of the water. When that liquid falls into the mikvah, it does not pass through the mikvah. Since it doesn't look like water, it doesn't have a din of Mayim Shuvim, and would not pass through the mikvah. Instead, it would have a din of Yayin. And Yayin doesn't pass through the mikvah unless it changes the color of the mikvah. But in the second case, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would argue with the Tanakhama. In the second case, where you have a little bit less than three Lugin of water, and some milk falls into the water now altogether, you have three Lugin. When that water falls into the mikvah, it would possible the mikvah. And since the appearance is of water, even after the milk falls into the water, it still looks like water, so it has a din of water. And since the water is mayim shuvim, and together with the milk, you have three Lugin. When it falls into the mikvah, it possibles the mikvah, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Talking with Father's Parazayim Mishnah Vav, Mikvah Sheyesh Barbam Sa Mechuvanos. A mikvah which contains exactly 40 sa. It contains the minimum amount of rainwater needed for a mikvah. Yardu Shayim V'tavu Zachazah. Two people who were Tameh went down into the mikvah to immerse themselves. One was Tovel right after the other. Harishon Tar V'asheni Tameh. The first person who immersed himself is Tar because he immersed himself in a kosher mikvah. But the second person who immersed himself remains Tameh. The reason being is because after the first person immersed himself, when he came out of the mikvah, some of the water went out with him, some of the water was still on his body, and went out with him. So therefore, since it contained exactly 40 saw by the time the first person left the mikvah, no longer contained 40 saw, it contained a little bit less than that, so the second person did not immerse himself in a kosher mikvah. The mikvah was less than 40 saw, so the second person remains tummy. Rabbi Yehuda Aymerim, Hayu Raglov Shorisho Nagas B'mai. Afasheni Tar. Rabbi Yehuda said, if the first person immersed himself did not leave the mikvah entirely, his feet are still in the water. In such a case, even the second person who immersed himself would also be taught. As even though a good part of the body, the first person, is out of the mikvah, and there's some water on his body that is out of the mikvah. But since his feet is in the water, we say good achis. Good achis means that we look at it as the water is going down towards the mikvah. And since the person has his feet in the mikvah, so we look at the water that's on his body as if it's going down into the mikvah, since part of him is in the mikvah, so all the water that's on his body is considered attached to the mikvah, so it's as if the mikvah still contained the 40 saws. When the second person immersed himself, he was immersing himself in a kosher mikvah. It's a mikvah that's exactly 40 saws of rainwater. And somebody immersed a woolen coat into the water, and partially lifted the woolen coat out of the mikvah, but part of it is still submerged in the mikvah. And a person who was Tameh subsequently immersed himself in the mikvah, the person who was Tameh would now be Tar. This is going according to Rabbi Huda, who held of the concept of good achis. We look at the water that's absorbed into the sagas as if it's going down and attached to the mikvah. So even though the sagas absorbs a lot of water, and part of the sagas was lifted out of the mikvah, so therefore the mikvah is now less than 40 sa, but we would say good achis, we would look as if the water that's absorbed in the sagas is going down into the mikvah. So when the person subsequently immersed himself in the mikvah, he was immersing himself in a kosher mikvah that has 40 sa. But if the sagas would be completely lifted out of the water, in such a case, the water that's absorbed in the sagas would cause the mikvah to be less than 40 sa, and a person who would go ahead and immerse himself in the mikvah would not be tar, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Karba kesek or a pillow or a cushion made out of leather that was coming, and you immersed it into a mikvah, and the mikvah contained exactly 40 sa of rainwater. Kivan shehigbiya sister sam in amayim, amayim shebetochan shuvim. As soon as you lift up the edge of the karakeset from the water that's contained within the karakeset would be considered mayim shuvim, as the karakeset gets filled up with water from the mikvah. And when you pick it up out of the mikvah, the water that's inside the karakeset will now be mayim shuvim. And we're talking about a mikvah that has exactly 40 sa. And when you pick up the karakeset out of the water, some of the water comes up with it, the mikvah now has less than 40 sa. And the din is that a mikvah that has less than 40 sa, it's really looking at my shooting would fall into the mikvah. The mikvah would become possible. So if you lift up the car of keset and the water in the car of keset is now my shuvim, when it flows back into the mikvah would now be possible. Ketzed yaseh. So what should you do? Matzbilan umalos derech shulem. You should immerse them in the mikvah, and when you pick them out of the mikvah, you should pick them up by their bottoms. That way the water never comes up with the car of keset, and the water does not become my shuvim.